Chapter 17. My legs trembled as I stumbled back, closer to Sari. I could see her eyes go wide with surprise and fear. The shadow moved quickly toward the tent opening. We had no time to scream, no time to call for help. Gaping into the darkness, I saw the flap pull open, and a smooth head poked into the tent.
Oh!
I let out a terrified moan as the dark figure slumped toward us.
The mummy is alive!
The horrifying thought swept through my mind as I backed away.
The mummy is alive!
Dr. Fielding!
Sari cried.
Huh?
I squinted to see better. Yes, it was Dr. Fielding. I struggled to say hello, but my heart was pounding so hard I couldn't speak. I took a long, deep breath and held it.
I'm looking for your father, Dr. Fielding told Sari. I must see him at once. It's extremely urgent.
He's making a phone call,
Sari replied in a shaky voice. Dr. Fielding spun around and ducked out of the tent. The flap snapped shut behind him. I turned to Sari, my heart still pounding.
He scared me to death, I confessed. I thought he was in Cairo, when he poked that skinny bald head into the tent.
Sari laughed.
He really looks like a mummy, doesn't he?
Her smile faded.
I wonder why he's in such a hurry to see Daddy.
Let's follow him, I urged. The idea just popped into my head.
Yes, let's go.
I hadn't expected Sari to agree so quickly, but she was already pushing open the tent flap. I followed her out of the tent. The night had grown cooler. A steady wind made all of the tents appear to shiver.
Which way did he go?
I whispered. Sari pointed.
I think that's the communications tent at the end.
She started jogging across the sand. As we ran, the wind blew sand against our legs. I heard music and voices from one of the tents. The workers were celebrating the day's discovery. The moon cast a strip of light like a carpet along our path. Up ahead, I could see Dr. Fielding's lanky body leaning forward, lurching awkwardly toward the last tent. He disappeared around the side of it. Sari and I stopped a few tents away. We ducked out of the moonlight into deep shadows where we wouldn't be seen. I could hear Dr. Fielding's booming voice from the communications tent. He was talking rapidly, excitedly.
What is he saying?
Sari whispered. I couldn't make out the words. A few seconds later, two figures emerged from the tent. Carrying bright flashlights, they crossed the strip of yellow moonlight, then moved quickly into shadow. Dr. Fielding appeared to be pulling Uncle Ben, pulling him toward the pyramid.
What's going on?
Sari whispered, grabbing my sleeve.
Is he forcing Daddy to go with him?
The wind swirled the sand around us. I shivered. The two men were talking at the same time, shouting and gesturing with their flashlights.
They're arguing about something, I realized.
Dr. Fielding had a hand on Uncle Ben's shoulder. Was he shoving Uncle Ben toward the pyramid? Or was Uncle Ben actually leading the way? It was impossible to tell.
Let's go,
I whispered to Sari. We stepped away from the tent and started to follow them. We walked slowly, keeping them in view but being careful not to get too close.
If they turn back, they'll see us,
Sari whispered, huddling close to me as we crept over the sand. She was right. There were no trees or bushes to hide behind here in the open desert.
Maybe they won't turn back,
I replied hopefully. We crept closer. The pyramid rose up darkly in front of us. we saw Dr. Fielding and Uncle Ben stop at the opening in the side. I could hear their excited voices, but the wind carried away their words. They still seemed to be arguing. Uncle Ben disappeared into the pyramid first. Dr. Fielding went in right behind him.
"Did he shove Daddy in?"
Sari demanded in a shrill, frightened voice.
"It looked like he pushed him inside."
I don't know," I stammered.
We made our way closer to the entrance. Then we both stopped and stared into the darkness. I knew we were both thinking the same thing. I knew we both had the same question on our lips. Should we follow them in?